And welcome back to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have Leona Pitts with Minor Lake Celebrations here to talk about the 5th annual meat raffle and chili feed. Leona, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you coming on. So we are here to talk about the upcoming 2024 meat raffle and chili feed and 5th annual. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
How's it? And you mentioned before we came on air that it's only grown in those 5 years.
Yeah. Yes. We spend quite a time the crossing where it is at. They pull out all the pool tables and they bring in tons of tables and chairs. So everybody has a place to sit.
Was the crossing open when you first started this? I can't remember. 5 years ago?
Yes, it was.
Was it there? Has it always been at the crossing?
It has always been at the crossing.
Awesome. So let's talk about it. When is it? Where is it? What is it? Give us all those details.
Okay. So this is a fast-paced, fun event that really celebrates our local ranchers, farmers, businesses, and families who donate over $10,000 worth of meats, poultry, seafood, and many other goodies, which get raffled off at this event. It's this Saturday at the crossing at Minor Lake.
And free admission, right?
Free admission, free chili.
Oh, so you can get your meal, get a meal as well as win some meat.
Yes.
And tell me, what are the prizes? Because I have a whole list here. I'll let you read it off. But it sounds like it's not. You're not just winning. And no offense to ground beef, but you're not just winning a pound of ground beef. You got some big prizes on there.
Well, and yeah, of course, with ground beef now, that really is a prize. the price of that.
Sure.
So it is. So for example, our ranchers and farmers have donated half beefs, quarter beef. Full hogs and so it's every and all sorts of poultry and then Kessler's prime rib seafood, so all of that is donated. So we'll give great big steak packages away, coolers full of meat. Each package is quite significant in what we give out. Yes, it's fabulous.
So how do people win? What happens at the event?
Okay, so when we at 6:30 sharp, mm-hmm. it starts, and it is very fast-paced. We do 7 rounds, and people will buy tickets, and in those 7 rounds, we'll give away 8 prizes in 7 rounds. 5, we bring them out and identify them. They're just huge. And then we have 3 surprise ones, which can vary from a smaller one to a very significant in
sure.
the surprise one. So they will just buy raffle tickets. We go around. They just sit, have fun, eat chili, have some drinks from the crossing staff, and then we raffle that off 7 rounds very fast.
Is it just a drawing, or how do you raffle it off?
So when we go around, we buy tickets. They raise their hand. Do they want a ticket for this round? And mm-hmm. and they'll buy it, and we put it in the tub, and then we draw it, and they come up, and they pick of the 5 prizes. They pick which bundle of meats.
So if you win early in the round, you get the pick of the litter, as
you get
it were.
The pick of the litter, except the last 3 surprises. Then we just draw it out and we give it out as it is, and it could be smaller or it could be very significant. But yes, they get the pick of the litter. The first one comes up and picks the and they're bundles of meat. They're not like each bundle could be anywhere up $200-$300.
Sure. And attendees, it sounds like then they can also pick and choose which rounds that they can participate in. Every single round, they can participate in one round and just enjoy some chili. They can do whatever they want.
Exactly. And this year, because we make changes every year to because the event keeps growing and we want it to be fast and fun.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be 7 rounds. More than likely, people will participate in every round because there are 7.
Awesome. Tell me, where do the proceeds go?
The proceeds go to the fireworks, the Freedom Festival, that full event. And it's not just fireworks. There's a lot of other things, obviously, kids fishing mm-hmm. and things like that. And then Minor Lake has also, we got 36 of our community members together, and we broke out into teams, and we had an entire evening where we identified projects that we think that the community thinks are very important. And just to mention a few, they're
Please.
Saying they would like more around park activities, so like a frisbee golf, so that's on the fun side.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of things around improvement and safety that like addressing lighting situation as that community continues to grow, the street lighting. So those are just a couple examples of things that came that were highlighted.
For sure. And it's a cool way that the community gets together to fund these projects. You know, you can always try to go find like a grant, or you can always go out and try to find some help elsewhere. But this is the community banding together and reaching out to Aberdeen and Roscoe, I'm sure, and the Ipswich and the surrounding communities to come enjoy a fun night as well.
Correct.
Tell me more about the Freedom Fest, because you mentioned people will recognize the fireworks, but that's all free, and it's because of things like this, right?
Exactly. And each year, we are just a huge show, and we get a draw from all around, and families come from all the way around. But we also, in the morning, we will have from 10 to noon, we have the bouncy house and all sorts of kids' games, and we staff that, and kids come and have fun, and they have fishing is from 10 to 12, and mm-hmm. from noon until 2, we do the bouncy house. But the kids fishing for freedom, they go out, they all get a rod, they come and they do their fishing, and then they get a free meal at Wakeside, and then they come and play, and then the families come out, enjoy the afternoon. There's generally bands that are out there that entire duration in the afternoon, and then in the evening, and then, of course, the fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me more. I guess, are there any sponsors that you want to thank? I see a lot of local logos on this poster that you've given me that I don't recognize, because I think a lot of them are farming operations. So.
This is one of the reasons I just love this event, because it celebrates who we are as this community, our farmers and ranchers and businesses. So I want to thank it, and then I have a few more things.
Please,
if we get a chance. I would love to thank Seed Solutions, Chris Erdman in particular, but Seed Solutions, John and Carla Hoffman, Waltman Farms, Kessler's, Penfield Beef, Rafe Hybrids, Mustang Seeds, Roger and Lori Gutenkopf, Mac Farms, Rod and Ranch, John C., K Sales, Farmers Union Insurance, Lux Agency, American Bank and Trust, and Aberdeen Livestock. They actually make this entire event happen, and so many, many thanks.
Awesome. What else did you want to make sure that we mention?
So what I want to talk about, the kickoff is at 6 o'clock is the free chili feed, mm-hmm. But a lot of people come early. There's 14 local families that donate all the chili, great big pots of chili, and all the fixings, unique and delicious chili. And it officially starts at 6, but people are hungry, and they start digging in about 5:30.
Sure.
And then the event, the other things that we have going on at the event is 6:30, we will start sharp, and it goes very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But as all this is happening, we also have raffle boards going. We have a table with raffle boards, and there's Yeti coolers loaded with meat, Blackstone tabletop griddle, because it's a picnic time to grill all those steaks.
Those things are popular.
So we have the raffle boards going. We have split pot going. So in a sense, it is just like, I don't know, Wall Street. It is hopping. Thanks to the Crossing, they have free transportation to and from Mina, Aberdeen, Ipswich, and look on the Facebook account or whatever, and you can you'll definitely want to come early, but you can leave right after the event, or you can stay and have a bunch of fun afterwards.
Awesome. So again, it is the upcoming 5th annual meat raffle and chili feed for a Mina Lake Freedom Fest at the Crossing coming up here January 13th. Anything else you want to make sure that we mention? Or?
I think we're good. We'd love to see you.
Awesome. Very good. Once again, Leona Pitts with Mina Lake Celebrations. Leona, thank you so much for coming on the radio this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's going to do for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.